Whether you're dreaming of a house the size of a football stadium or a football stadium in the back garden of your house, what you need is Dream Come True money. Luckily, tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £26 million. Now that's Dream Come True money. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play online or on the app. Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Could you imagine a butt dial costing you over $4,000?
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, yikes.
It's 99.7 DJX. You're setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without making a butt dial that cost you $4,280, you're doing okay.
Who did we call and why?
So,
well, we know why. It was an accidental butt dial. But who?
It's Dr. Ali. He is the center of this. He owns a Tesla. Now, we're going to learn some things about Tesla manufacturing here real quick, okay?
Oh, fun.
So Tesla makes it really easy for owners to get upgrades for their car. Maybe it's almost too easy because it's done through in-app purchases.
Uh-oh.
So he essentially butt-dialed a $4,280 software upgrade for his Tesla when he plugged the phone into the charger in his Tesla.
He just plugged it in? Yeah. It wasn't even like in his pocket and he sat down and just went boop.
That's where it started. He said it was in his jeans.
Okay.
He pulled it out, plugged it into the car, and then he got a text message just a little bit later confirming the $4,280 software upgrade.
Holy cow, what does that software do? Make it fly?
I don't know, but since Tesla is mostly all digital, you know, he's having a hard time even getting a refund because he can't talk to anybody.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, see, a friend of ours has a Tesla, and they're pretty darn cool. Went for a ride in one. I mean, you can have like a fake fire on the big screen. It's got fart noises. There are a lot of fun things in the Tesla. But that sounds extreme.
Yeah. So, again, like, this is an in-app purchase. A little bit too easy to make those in-app purchases, apparently. But
and now you can't get a hold of anyone to say, oopsies, that was a mistake. Hey, I don't really need that. Can you take that back?
Yeah, Dr. Ali, though, doesn't sound like he's going to be so, you know, hurting for that $4,200. However,
yeah, I think Dr. Ali's going to be like, all right, that's pretty cool. I'll keep it.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, just kind of shrugs. All right. I mean, I guess I can keep it. Whatever.
I already have it on the car, so why not?
But for you and I, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without making a butt dial that costs you over $4,000, you're doing okay.
May I never own anything that fancy to where I can make those kinds of mistakes.
Right. Kind of makes you look at those apps that you've downloaded for your phone where you're like, okay, I need to disable all the in-app purchases.
Oh, yeah. No, my sister has had an issue with being able to buy things too easily on eBay and stuff like that, where my nephew bought himself a really cool $400 battery-operated Jeep one time. So that's where, you know, kids could strike. If they can do it too easily, you might want to make sure you shut that down.
Yep, that's setting the bar. Yeah, we were just talking about expensive butt dials. And what's funny is we got a bunch of text messages from listeners. 502-571-9970 from Alicia. My boyfriend recently told me he butt bid on something on eBay.
Wonder if he won.
Yeah, I know. Wonder if he won. That's funny.
Steph said, imagine having your credit card tied to your Apple account and your kids have iPads. Over $1,000 in game and app charges. This didn't happen to me, but someone I know. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That would be insane. Larissa texted in and said, my nephew has a Kindle and went on Amazon and bought an Xbox controller. Doesn't have an Xbox, but bought the controller. So
you know what? Maybe sometimes just holding it in front of the TV makes you feel cool or something. You can just make it up in your head.
Man, you got to disable those in-app purchases. That's for sure.
Oh, wow.